Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Fear not, for the Lord is with you. Today we look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. I'm afraid. We've all said or thought those words either as a child or an adult or both. It's a terrible feeling. What makes you say or think those words? Fear of heights? Fear of being alone? Fear of being criticized? Fear of being left out? That even has an acronym, FOMO, FOMO. What about the fear of speaking up and sharing your faith? Today's reading is spoken by Paul. Paul was an amazing missionary. Did you know that before God called him to be a missionary, he was among the most horrific persecutors of Christians? The evil he inflicted on Christians is unspeakable. And then God called him to do the very thing for which Paul had been persecuting people. He called him to travel all over that part of the world and boldly preach the story of God's grace through Jesus. Imagine the potential for fear that Paul had. Would those who used to join him in attacking Christians now turn on Paul? Would Christians believe him? Paul, as a missionary, experienced beatings, shipwrecks, arrests, threats of violence, and much more. Paul had every reason to be afraid, and yet we hear just the opposite from him. When under attack, he told everyone he could about his Savior. That's courage like I've never experienced, and you might say the same. Where did this courage come from? Was he just extra gifted in the courage department? We'd love to ask him, Paul, how did you do it? He gives us the answer in his words, inspired by the Holy Spirit. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. His strength was not his own. It was from the Lord. His goal was not for himself, but that all might hear the message of God's love and mercy. His answer to fear, the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Paul knew, and so do we, that this earth is just a temporary home for us. God has promised us heaven and will bring us safely there as he wills and in his time. You and I have opportunities to share the same message that Paul proclaimed. Too often I find myself saying, I wish I would have said something. What a missed opportunity. I would imagine you've had the same thought. Why do we hesitate? Why don't we speak up? We have the most amazing message to share. The message we have is God's grace. Today's reading encourages us and reminds us. It encourages us that we don't need to hesitate or be afraid. It reminds us that the Lord will be at our side and give us strength, just as he did for Paul. So, like Paul, be bold. Look for those opportunities to share the gospel. Who do you know that needs to hear? Be bold. You're not alone in this. The Holy Spirit is with you as you speak. It's his work to create and grow faith. You may not have all the answers, but you know the heart of the gospel. Jesus is our Savior, and his forgiveness, grace, mercy, and promise of heaven is for all who believe. We pray. Dearest Lord, it's amazing to me that you would trust me with telling others about you. I know my weaknesses, but so do you. Help me to love others and be bold in speaking up to them about you. And then, bless my words and those who hear them. May the glory all be yours. It's in your name I pray. Amen. Christian Worship Hymn 803, Day by Day, is a wonderful text for further meditation on the thoughts of today's devotion. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.